I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, dear ladies of IRB English Radio. You are listening to your own program that is exclusively devoted to you, Muslim lady. You're listening to Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And of course, I have the pleasure to be with Sister Rehana again. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to dear Asma and our dear listeners. The pleasure is all mine.
Thank you very much for being here. Sister, tell us very briefly about your field of study so that we get into the very heart of our discussion.
Well, I research Islamic topics specifically regarding Muslim women, especially in today's world, which is very difficult for a Muslim woman to keep her faith.
Exactly. Of course, I would say not just for women, for both sides, like the male and the female, it's been so difficult to stay as human as they must be. Well, as we are talking to Muslim ladies, there are many things that pop up into our head. One of the things is that if you see today's world, if you see this modern, perplexed world of paradoxes, and then you come to have a look on the Islamic heritage, and then you see the things that women have to go through in this world, then you feel like you are so getting mixed up. Like everything is so problematic, is so paradoxical, so that you do not get which is which and what is right. So the challenges that a woman, a Muslim woman, would face in today's world are numerous, and they are, you cannot just count them. But in here, we are hopeful to have some touches upon those issues and problems and paradoxes and see what are the perspective of an Islamic identity that has been attributed to a woman, and what do we see in today's world? What are the paradoxes? What are the details to these paradoxes? And let's start with this very notion of Islamic identity, what Islam expects us to be, and what do we have in today's world?
Well, there are different stages of a woman's life, and in different stages, she has rather different expectations of her, or mm-hmm. different responsibilities as a Muslim lady. For instance, when a woman, like before she's married, a girl, she is expected, let's not say order, but to somehow listen to what her father tells her. Mm-hmm. For instance, her parents tell her. And that is something that...
She is in her father's custody.
Exactly, yes.
Actually.
So it is very difficult sometimes for especially teenagers or young ladies to comprehend this and to accept this. They see...
Now, to embrace the reality that they have to just, you know... Be in someone's custody.
Yes, exactly. So it's very difficult for them, especially when they see that see their friends, maybe they live on their own at the age of 18. And even before that, they don't listen to what their parents tell them.
Because we know that in today's world, different families have different set of rules. To some families, you know, it's not very difficult for a girl to go and have a journey with her friends. But to some other families, no. There are some problems into that. So with these different notions of families, the girls, when they are girls and they are in the custody of their own family, they feel like, okay, maybe I'm restricted. Maybe I'm not like the other girls. Maybe I'm not independent. And these would create some sort of paradoxes in her mind. She starts questioning many things in her own religion. And there starts the problem, I guess.
Yeah, so it... might become very difficult for a teenage girl, maybe, or a young woman, to accept this. And If her father is particularly strict with her, she might even put this on the religion and say that my religion is strict.
Exactly.
And therefore create a paradox where she either has to follow her faith by listening to her parents, or she can just abandon everything, abandon her family, and do the things that she wants and do what society tells her that she has the right to do.
Do as her heart contents.
Exactly. Because today's society, as we know, puts a lot of emphasis on doing what makes you happy, no matter
who it
upsets.
This is
your
life. This is your choice.
Your
truth. You have to be happy.
Yes, yeah, so it's very difficult for a young lady. And the thing that I would like to add for this is that, the thing that we should pay attention to is that a lot of the times the restrictions that parents put on their daughters in Islamic, in a Muslim family, it's not always about the Islamic rules, but rather the cultural rules that that family has. So they might, for example, the father might say that you're not allowed to go out to a coffee shop with your friends, with your female friends during the day. And that might be a cultural rule that the father has, that he thinks that this is not an appropriate thing for a girl to do.
Unconsciously or subconsciously, the father is following the rules of the culture and the society, actually.
Yes.
Even though they are changed. But the father, unconsciously, is just looking back to the previous traditions and cultures and then attributing that to religion.
When religion doesn't, like, there's nowhere in religion.
Doesn't have a part in this.
Yeah, religion doesn't say that girls and women should not go out.
Exactly.
So it's just something cultural.
So I guess we got something so nice. We'll go for a break so that have a change of mood and then we'll be back. Welcome back. You're listening to Muslim Lady. Well, this is Arab English Radio. I am Asma, your host, and Sister Rehane is in here, and she's helping us with the topic of women identity. We started from the girlhood, when we're just girls. As girls, we have some certain wishes and certain inclinations that might not be in congruity and compliance with what our parents might think. And then the parents, unfortunately, some of the families and some of the parents do not have this knowledge and awareness about their religion. So blindly, they attribute all their cultural boundaries, all their cultural limitations to Islam, to the religion. What happens in here is that the girl is mixed up. Like, come on, if this is the religion, if the religion does not let me to go to a coffee shop, if the religion does not let me to go, I don't know, spend time with my friends, then what if I don't like it? What if I don't like these sets of rules?
Yeah. What I would recommend these young ladies who feel this way to do is that they must research about Islam itself.
Exactly.
Yes, apart from culture. And, you know, maybe the parents are not very well informed about Islamic teaching. So the thing that we can do as young girls is to
open
research
up their
about
eyes.
Them. Yes, and inform them, open up their eyes and tell them that, hey, Dad, this thing that you tell me not to do, it's not prohibited in Islam, and I can totally do it based on Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe try to have a rational conversation, try to come to them from a place of kindness and not from a place of
aggressiveness.
Yes, to try and persuade them maybe little by little, and don't start big. Don't say, oh, I want to go to a 1 week vacation with my friends.
Exactly.
Yeah, start slowly.
Yeah, start step by step.
Step by step, you know, based on the restrictions that your parents give you. Step by step, try to give them more information and ask for permissions that you didn't have before. That's it. Just understand the limitations of Islam, not the limitations of your culture and your family.
Exactly. And do not take them mistakenly. When there are some rules imposed on you that you don't like them, and they are rooted in culture, in tradition, do not accuse Islam for it. Maybe it's just some old holdings that come from your culture, not from your religion.
And another thing is that when you've researched those prohibitions and those limitations, even then, those limitations seem too harsh or too difficult, or they're not, you don't really like them, then it comes to a question of, do I want to be someone who practices my faith or not? So try to think to yourself and research about Islam and see, is this faith something that I truly believe in, or is it something that I just follow because my parents told me to? Try to research about Islam, try to understand the religion, try to understand Allah, and then ask yourself, do I want to be someone who is faithful, who wants to practice my religion?
A true and, obedient.
Yeah, if
because
I want to
obedience
be truly obedient.
Because obedience is a difficult thing.
It really is. It
once
truly
you
is.
Accept it, once you accept a certain faith, you have to be obedient.
And it's very difficult, like
very
you said,
difficult.
Especially in Western cultures and Western countries.
I would say that based on what happens in media, even in Eastern cultures nowadays, it's been very difficult. Because right now,
You're
everything
correct.
Is going so wild.
Yes, with the globalization that's happened,
yeah.
Everything, it's become
The world
hard
has become
everywhere.
A village.
Yes, so you're right. At that point, then you have to ask yourself, and it comes down to your choice. Like, you choose to be faithful, you choose to be obedient and follow the rules of your religion or not. And remember that if you do choose to follow it, like, the more difficult that rule is for you to follow, the more reward Allah will give you, the higher your place will become, mm-hmm. the purer your soul will become. So, yeah, it just comes down to the faith that you have in that religion,
that
the
you
faith
have
that you have in
fostered
in
your heart, actually. So the whole idea out of what you said is that find out the true path that suits you, actually suits your thought and mentality and humanity. And once you accepted it, embrace all the rules and be obedient, because that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
And now that you're obedient, do not fear the obstacles, because the one that you have made a contract with will take care of you. And whatever difficulties that you're going to suffer from, he's going to compensate it for you.
Yeah. So, and understand that every rule that Islam has is good for you, even if you don't understand the philosophy behind it. Mm-hmm. It is inherently good for you.
It is for the betterment of your soul, actually, and
yes.
for your growth.
And in the end, it comes down to your own benefits. And even if you don't understand the reasoning behind it, know that it's good for you, and Allah will reward you just for following the rule, even if you don't understand the reasoning behind it.
And of course, we have role models to go and check it up on their own life. Like, if you think this is not the way it must be, then go and check it with the great role models of women throughout the history. And there is no better example than Sayyida Fatima az-Zahra, salamullah alayha. She's going to act like the perfect model for you. So see whatever she has been through of obstacles, of difficulties, of whatever, could be applied to you as well. And then how was her reaction? Always patience, always trying to stay as the truthful, perfect, obedient to Allah as she has always been.
Exactly. So whenever it's something is difficult for you, you should do that. Women, girls, should ask their father's permission for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I see girls having difficulty sometimes with this law and saying that my father doesn't understand me, he is being unnecessarily strict, and he doesn't approve of the person that I've fallen in love with. Firstly, we have to understand our faith, understand the rules of our religion, and try to educate our parents, maybe, if they're not fully aware of it. And try to negotiate somehow the rules that they have, the parents have for our household.
Express yourself.
Yes, and try to talk to them about it and see what conclusion you can agree on, all of you together.
You know how negotiation goes.
Yeah.
You have to compensate sometimes.
Yeah, so you have to just come to terms, all of you together.
Exactly.
And know that the rules of religion that you don't necessarily understand, they are still good for you. And if you follow them and they are difficult for you, Allah will ultimately reward you for it.
Exactly. So thank you, sister, for wrapping it up perfectly. I guess this was all the time that we had for today's episode. Hope you just enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.